According to the general staff data, the enemy keeps focusing its main efforts on conducting offensive operations in Kupiansk, Lyman, Bakhmut, Avdiivka, and Shakhtarsk directions. The Russists continue to violate the norms of international humanitarian law, launch attacks, fire artillery at civilian objects and houses of civilians, and try to destroy the critical infrastructure of our state. At night, the enemy shelled various cities in Ukraine. The information about the casualties is being clarified. Over the past day, the enemy launched 25 airstrikes, 2 missile strikes, and 32 MLRS attacks. In Kupiansk and Lyman directions, the enemy conducted unsuccessful offensive operations towards Rynnikivka, Spern, and Vylohorivka. More than 15 settlements came under enemy artillery fire, the general staff reported. In Bakhmut direction, the occupiers continue assaulting the city of Bakhmut. The Ukrainian defenders repelled attacks in the areas of Orohovo-Vasilivka, Dubovo-Vasilivka, Bakhmut, Ivanisky, and Oleksandro-Shultyne settlements. More than 10 settlements, in particular, Zalesnyansky, Ryhorivka, Bodanivka, Bakhmut, Kostchantinivka, Kurdiyamivka, Azaryanivka, Dylivka, Druzhba, New York, and Pivnina in Donetsk region, came under enemy fire. Borodyanka, Kyiv region, the 12th of November 2022. The work of the mural of the British street artist Banksy on the wall of a destroyed house after the invasion of Russia in Ukraine. Gymnast girl stands on her hands. In Avdiivka and Shakhtarsk directions, the enemy carried out unsuccessful offensive operations near Kamyanka, Siverin, Pervomoyska, Nevelsky, Novomikhailivka, Marinka, and Vuledar in Donetsk region. The enemy defends itself in Zaporizhia and Kherson directions. Areas of more than 30 settlements were struck. The military emphasized that according to preliminary information, the Russian armed forces have almost used up the artillery ammunition stock at warehouses in central Russia. At present, the movement of ammunition from warehouses located in other regions of Russia to the temporarily occupied part of Ukraine is being observed. The time of delivery grows significantly. The unsatisfactory condition and quality of new batches of ammunition due to improper storage and violation of maintenance rules and regulations are also recorded. Almost 50% of them have visible signs of rust damage. In the conditions of intense hostilities and the unsatisfactory condition of ammunition, the artillery units of the Russian army is expected to see an ammunition shortage in the next 2 to 3 months. Natalia Tolub.